This is a GQDN for Monday, November 13th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your stuff, i.e. the drink mixes. When you get to the checkout line, put in the word quest to get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some PlayStation news, a little bit of Microsoft news too. What is Blizzard sure of? But today, the Game Awards nominations did just drop today. And via Kotaku, I'll tell you everything about it. All of the categories, so here we go. We begin with the Best Esports Event, which is the 2023 League of Legends, Blast TV Pairs Majors, Evo 2023, The International, and Valorant Champions 2023. The Best Esports Coach, Christine Potterchi, Danny Zonic Sorison, Jordan Gunba Graham, Remy Quinium, and Yoom Sungyong. Sorry if I butchered the names. Here are the best esports teams: Evil Geniuses, Fnatic, Kamen Gladiators, JD Gaming, and Team Vitality. The best esports athlete, Faker, that's Lee Sang-yuk, Matthew Rabant, Max Musnov, Paco Ruziz, Park Yehok, and Philip Dozen. Yeah, the game names are going to be even worse than that, so I do apologize about the names. But the best esports games: Counter-Strike 2, Dota 2, League of Legends, PUBG Mobile, and Valorant. How about Content Creator of the Year? Iron Mouse, People Make Games, Quack Kitty, I'm sorry, Spring, and CypherPK. Most Anticipated Game: Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Hades 2, Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth, Star Wars Outlaws, Tekken 8. Best Multiplayer: Baldur's Gate 3, Diablo 4, Party Animals, Street Fighter 6, Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Best Esports Racing: EA Sports FC 24, F1 23, Forza Motorsports, Hot Wheels Unleashed 2 Turbocharged, and the Crew Motorfest. Best Sim Strategy Game: Advanced Wars 1 and 2 Reboot Camp, City Skylines 2, Company of Heroes 3, Fire Emblem Engage, Pikmin 4. Best Family Game: Disney Illusion Island, Party Animals, Pikmin 4, Sonic Superstars, Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Best Fighting Game: God of Rock, Mortal Kombat 1, Nickelodeon All-Stars Brawl 2, Pocket Bravery, Street Fighter 6. Best RPG: Baldur's Gate 3, Final Fantasy 16, Liza P, Sea of Stars, Starfield. Best Action Adventure Game: Alan Wake 2, Marvel Spider-Man 2, Resident Evil 4, Star Wars Jedi Survivor, Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. Best Action Game: Armored Core 6, Fires of Rubicon, Dead Island 2, Ghost Runner 2, Hi-Fi Rush, and Remnant 2. Best VR AR Game: Gran Turismo 7, Humanity, Horizon Call of the Mountain, Resident Evil Village VR Mode, Synapse. Best Mobile Game: Final Fantasy VII Ever Crisis, Honkai Star Rail, Hello Kitty Island Adventure, Monster Hunter Now, Terra Nil. Best Indie Game: Cocoon, Dredge, Pizza Tower, Venba, Viewfinder. Best Independent Game: Cocoon, Dave the Diver, Dredge, Sea of Stars, Viewfinder. Best Community Support: Baldur's Gate 3, Cyberpunk, Destiny 2, Final Fantasy 16, No Man's Sky. Best Ongoing Game: Apex Legends, Cyberpunk 2077, Final Fantasy 16, Fortnite, Genshin Impact. Games for Impact: A Space for the Unbound, Chance of Sinnar, Goodbye Volcano High, Shika, Terra Nil, Venba. Innovation and Accessibility: Diablo 4, Forza Motorsports, Hi-Fi Rush, Marvel Spider-Man 2, Mortal Kombat 1, Street Fighter 6. Best Performance: Ben Starr, Final Fantasy 16, Cameron Morgan, Star Wars Jedi Survivor, Idris Elba, Cyberpunk's 2077 Phantom Liberty, Melanie LeBird, Alan Wake 2, Neil Newbon, Baldur's Gate 3, Yuri Lowenthal, Marvel's Spider-Man 2. Best Auto Design, Alan Wake 2, Dead Space, Hi-Fi Rush, Marvel's Spider-Man 2, Resident Evil 4. Best Score and Music, Alan Wake 2, Composer, Petri Alenko, Baldur's Gate 3, Composer, Borislav Slavov, Final Fantasy 16, Composer, Masayoshi Soken, Hi-Fi Rush, Audio Director, Sushi Kaburi, Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, Nintendo Sound Team. Best Art Direction, Alan Wake 2, Hi-Fi Rush, Liza P, Super Mario Bros. Legend of Zelda. Best Narrative, Alan Wake 2, Baldur's Gate 3, Cyberpunk 2077, Final Fantasy 16, Marvel Spider-Man 2. Best Adaptation, Castlevania, Nocturne, Gran Turismo, Last of Us, Super Mario Bros. Movie, Twisted Metal, which, by the way, you can see it on your favorite TV apps, like Netflix, and but there are also movies, too, so go check them out. Best Game Direction, Alan Wake 2, Baldur's Gate 3, Marvel Spider-Man 2, Super Mario Bros. Wonder, Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, Game of the Year, Alan Wake 2, Baldur's Gate 3, Marvel Spider-Man 2, Resident Evil 4, Super Mario Bros. Wonder, The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. That will be shown on thegameawards.com and the various streaming services on December the 7th. But one game was left out of the Game of the Year, and some people did point that out. All part of the same Kotaku post, and that is Starfield. Now, Mr. Keighley did get up on X, and he said that he has no role in the voting process. Quote, as a reminder of the games nominated at the Game Awards are selected by a global jury of over 120 media outlets. I don't vote on the games, although I do have the pleasure of announcing the nominees to you. So we will see what happens from there. Now we get to other news, and that is Naughty Dog, the head of technology, has left, and that is Christian Grilling, that announced his departure from the studio. He was at Naughty Dog for over 17 years, and he did start as a programmer during the days of Uncharted development. In fact, Naughty Dog did post this on Twitter. Full statement. Quote, our head of technology, Christian Grilling, has decided to leave Naughty Dog after an amazing 17-year career at our studio. We're grateful for his many contributions to the studio and our games and his teammates. We will miss Christian greatly and wish him the best of luck on where his path leads next. Travis McIntosh, a 19-year veteran at Naughty Dog, will succeed Christian as head of technology. Now, we go to GamesRadar for a little bit more gaming news, and that is, Blizzard. They're saying they were not completely sure on what is WoW Classic Plus. Now, they did an interview with Holly Longdale, which is the vice president and executive producer of World of Warcraft, and they did talk about WoW Classic Plus. And she revealed that the people that were working on it wasn't even sure what it was. Quote, the phase Classic Plus comes up all the time, and nobody can agree on exactly what that means, end quote. But she did say that it'd be the upcoming expansion of the season of Discovery, which will bring some new features to the game on November 30th. For the quote, at its core, I think that players are asking for is, we love Classic, but do something neat with it, right? And so the season of Discovery is sort of like a toe in the water. The idea for the season came from how we tested classes, which was by level ranges, and how players made their own end games within those level ranges. We thought that was super fun and decided to build something around that. But another part of Classic is that its essence, at least for now, anything can change, of course. Is it that built foundationally on what came before? Or what came before? We shall keep an eye on that. Now, Blue News did say that Vanguard is dropping the free-to-play plans. So Yeah. So here's what they basically said, quote, "The project will return to a concept phase. Part of the former Vanguard development team will move to work on Remedy's other ongoing projects, while the core leadership and select members of development team of Crystal will focus on the project's new direction from the concept stage onward to create premium game with a strong cooperative multiplayer component. The new experience will learn more into Remedy's core strengths and be built on many of the features, assets, themes already designed for Vanguard. We've made some great strides in free-to-play and multiplayer development in Vanguard. After a lot of careful consideration, we believe that taking the new direction where the game will be built more around Remedy's core competence is the right way to go. We are creating another distinct Remedy game with Tencent continued support and making great cooperative multiplayer experience." That is what Taro Portela, the CEO of Remedy Entertainment, did say. Now, PlayStation Lifestyle did say that the Disney PSP classic may be coming to PlayStation Plus Premium. Now, Up, at that time, was made for PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 and the Nintendo Wii. And they were developed by Asobo Studio, which is the French developer behind A Plague Tale. In fact, Gematsu did say on X, quote, "The Disney Pixar Up game for PSP was rated for PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4 in Taiwan, suggesting it will release as part of the classic catalog for PlayStation Plus members." We'll see. Oh, Dot Esports did say that Sony did file a new patent for you as well. In fact, this patent would allow you to rewatch your old playthroughs with the ability to jump into the game at any moment you wish. Now, this was done on November 12th, yesterday. The report was from Insider Gaming, and they did say that Sony's patent, the application, was for, quote, "content streaming with gameplay launch," and they filed it on November the 2nd. Now, the idea is for you to be interactive with the game when it's streaming the video, and you could jump in at, quote, "trigger points," which would be checkpoints, bosses, endings, or some other things that you could create when you were able to play through. So we'll keep an eye on it. Now, we got some stuff for you because of things going on sale. It is that time of year. IGN begins this Microsoft Xbox Series X bundle with two games, $489. You get Diablo 4 and your choice of a free game. There's another Xbox Series X that you could get with the bonus $75 Dell E gift card. So 10% off puts the console at $450. So there is that. But GameSpot said we got even more sales, such as Metal Gear Solid, the Master Collection. And that is at Amazon at $47. For PlayStation 5, Nintendo Switch at $52. Walmart, PlayStation $47, Nintendo Switch at $52. And Steam is at $47. So there you go. Oh, PlayStation. Yeah, they're bringing in the Black Friday deals. Maybe we can get something for you. And that's the blog at PlayStation.com. And the offers will be by region and retailer, and they'll be on the official PlayStation Black Friday site, which could have quite a few games to it. We'll keep you apprised of which ones, but that begins in 4 days. So keep your eyes on the PlayStation site, y'all. Let the sales begin. Mm-hmm. So we will be reacting to the Game Awards, the WoW Q&A, and of course all the deals that I just told you about on Saturday, and whatever else comes up there this week on twitch.tv/DawnForge. This has been a DawnForge production 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people, and simmer down about Starfield, please.